When you think about bike riding, an early morning ride on a well-paved trail may be the first thing that comes to mind. But a group of cyclists is on a mission to prove you can bike all over Charlotte, no matter what time of day it is. WFAE Sarah D'Elia joined them for a nighttime ride and filed this report.
Every Tuesday night, rain or shine, 48-year-old Pamela Murray is the hostess of a fabulous outdoor party. But instead of people bringing a bottle of wine to the gathering, they bring their bikes.
Hey, Angie, how are you? Good to see you. You brought a friend. Hey, how are you? Hey, Jen, good to see you. Hey, Duncan, how are you?
Murray is a founding member of Charlotte Spokespeople, a group that organizes bike rides like this one, which meets in front of the Common Market, a local convenience store in the Plaza Midwood neighborhood. She says she has one bike that does everything, a blue Rivendell Betty Foy, with a basket on the back with her purse attached to the handlebars, which is in the shape of a red apple. Before the group takes off, she makes sure everyone has what they need, from pumped-up tires to front and back lights. She says there are a couple of reasons for having the ride at night.
You know, most people have to go to work. They get home, they got to let the dog out, they got to get their bike, they got to get up here, so that's about 8 o'clock. So that's why we leave at 8. And you know, the other thing is, it's like, so then people will get over their fear of riding at night, because a lot of people think, oh, that's kind of dangerous, whatever, but it really isn't. You'll see tonight, it's not a big deal.
Generally, the warmer the weather, the more people show up.
Oh, we usually have 100 people when it's warm and it's not going to rain. So it varies with the temperature. So when it's 20 degrees, we'll have 20 people. It's like one person per degree.
It's about 80 degrees and there's a crowd of about 80 cyclists. This is Sarah Booth's third Tuesday night ride.
Biking at night, it's cooler, number one, during the summertime. It's really fun. There's a different atmosphere. It's completely different. It's a different way to see the city. It's just really, I think, more fun than biking even during the day.
Before we can leave for tonight's destination, which is different each week, there are some ground rules to cover.
Don't horseplay. Don't goof off on the bikes. Try to be respectful and safe. Try to keep to.
And then it's time to ride.
Let's have fun.
For the most part, the group sticks together. There are periodic regrouping points in parking lots to make sure no one's left behind. They even stop for a public radio reporter who accidentally drops her recorder. The festivities continue. Many of the cyclists have mini boom boxes strapped to their handlebars. Pedaling next to different cyclists, it sounds like switching between radio stations. At times, drivers seem annoyed during some of the rides, but tonight, everyone shares the road. After about 9 miles, we're back in Plaza Midwood in the parking lot of Letty's, which is a bar/restaurant, and we're ready to cool off. This weekly ride is called the PMTNR, Plaza Midwood Tuesday Night Ride, but cyclist Mickey Nash says it could easily be called something else.
Instead of Plaza Midwood Tuesday Night Ride, it could be Pam Murray Tuesday Night Ride.
Nash is a courier. He rides bikes for a living. So for him, these night rides are more about meeting new people.
Working on a bike, I know everybody else who works on a bike because it's a small enough place, there aren't a lot of us. And it's just cool to meet other people, like to meet regular bike commuters and people who mountain bike and don't go on the roads very much.
He loves that the rides take place at night, but has mixed feelings about whether Charlotte is bike friendly.
Like it's the South, so it's not New York. So if you cut off a car, they won't run you over. They'll stop. They might be mad at you, but they'll stop.
Letty's is hopping with cyclists. The back patio is full of people taking a moment to enjoy not climbing up a hill, including Jennifer Smith.
It's both. It's a good way to exercise without knowing that you're exercising. So then you get to enjoy a nice drink at the end of it. So it's fun for everybody.
Unfortunately, the drink is cut short.
Right. Oh, God.
Hey, there's a big storm coming. If you want to roll back to Plaza Midwood, we're rolling. Storms are coming, y'all.
It's time to bike about 3 more miles back to where the group started, which is where they'll meet again, rain or shine, tomorrow to explore a different part of Charlotte once the sun goes down. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.